السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. انا انزلناه فی لیلۃ القدر وما ادراک ما لیلۃ القدر لیلۃ القدر خیر من الف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله وفضل كرم احسان of الله سبحانه وتعالى. We now come to Surah Al-Qadr. So this is a Makki Surah also, revealed prior to Hijrah. And Allah Ta'ala's fazal karam ihsan, Allah Ta'ala's planning that we are on the doorstep of the last ashara of Ramadan Sharif. Right? So tomorrow night is the 21st night, Tuesday night is the 21st night. And tomorrow night can be Laylatul Qadr. And Allah Ta'ala planned it for us, that right on the doorstep of the last 10 nights, Allah Ta'ala brought us to this surah. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, we do the translation first, and thereafter we'll do the tafsir. So Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr." That verily, we revealed it on the night of Qadr, on the night of power. So discussing the auspiciousness of Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that verily we reveal the Quran Sharif on the night of Qadr. So it is a well documented fact that the Quran Sharif was revealed bit by bit over a period of 23 years. But Mufassirin explain that the Quran Sharif on the night of Qadr was brought down from Lohe Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, to the Sama'ud Dunya, to the skies of the world. And this was a total descent. The entire Quran Sharif was brought down to Sama'ud Dunya. This happened on the night of Qadr. Then from there, bit by bit, the Quran Sharif was revealed to Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The month of Ramadan Sharif is the month in which the Quran Sharif was revealed. Right? And we know that the first verses were surah, the first five verses of Surah Al-Alaq. And Allah Ta'ala started all of this on the night of power. So this night of Qadr, it was the only night to understand this night. It was the only night which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the capacity to that night to be able to withstand the revelation of the entire Quran Sharif from Lohe Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah, Sama'ud Dunya. Baytul Izzah is the Kaaba of the Malaika. So the Quran Sharif came down there, and from there it came down bit by bit to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the second ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What can make you know that what this Laylatul Qadr is? How can you come to know what Laylatul Qadr is? Do you know what is this night of Qadr? And then Allah Ta'ala Himself says, Laylatul Qadri khayrum min alf shahr. That this Laylatul Qadr, this night of Qadr, is better than 1,000 months. Not 1,000 nights, 1,000 months. 1,000 months is how many years? 83 point something years, right, is 1,000 months. Now this night is better than that. is not equal to that, better than that. How much better? This is in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has kept it open according to the person's mujahada, according to the person's ikhlas. Allah Ta'ala will reward the person. So Allah Ta'ala highlights the virtue of the night of Qadr by first posing a question. So this is a teaching methodology, right? You get the attention of your audience by asking a question. You pose a question, right? So you get the attention of the audience, right? So Allah Ta'ala asks that, do you know what this night of Qadr is? Or what can make you know? How will you come to understand what this night of Qadr really is? Then Allah Ta'ala says that this night is better than 1,000 months. So this means that the person who engages in ibadat during the night of Qadr will be rewarded more than a person who engages in ibadat for 1,000 months, which don't include Laylatul Qadr. Just one night and you get the sawab of 1,000 months. Minimum 1,000 months. Now only a fool will let the opportunity go, right? So Hazrat Abdullah, you see, no matter how tired you are, right? You can be so tired, not feeling well, all that, right? And if I tell you, let's see here, boy, I got 1,000,000 rand for you. Not even $1,000,000. 1,000,000 South African rands. Not even British pounds or Jordanian dinars and all that. Just normal South African rands. 1,000,000. Not even 10,000,000. Just 1,000,000. I'll give it to you at the crack of dawn. Provided you stay with me all night. You sit with me, you talk to me all night. In between, you want to take a short rest, no problem, you can take a short rest. You want to have a coffee, you want to have some biscuit, whatever, no problem. Naan katai or something, no problem. You can do all that, but sit and talk to me. And at the crack of dawn, I will give you 1,000,000 South African rands. Who won't do it, man? Even a millionaire will do it. Because money is never enough. Even a millionaire will do it too. Not even 10 million, 1 million, only 1 million. The person will stay up, he'll do it. What is 1 million? Nothing. 1 million today, you can't even buy a decent house. The prices of houses have gone so expensive. Average price of house is gone like 1.5, 2 million. Average house. So what is 1 million? But for 1 million, we'll stay awake. We'll stay awake for 1 million. But when Allah Ta'ala is saying that I'll give you sawab of minimum 1,000 months, then my eyebrows are paining, my toenails are paining. No, I had a long day today. No, no, man, I sleep now, I wake up that time. No. Whatever you can do before you go to sleep, do it. Whatever you intend doing, waking up the Tahajjud time, that is, you know, they say, one bird in the hand is better than two in the bush, you know. So we know our situation. We say we're going to wake up. Then, when the clock rings, 2 o'clock, it's all right. It's half an hour more. Very tired. Half past two, then you remember that Hadith Sharif. You know, man, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you're tired, you must sleep. Then that Hadith comes to mind that time. All the other virtues, all the other Hadiths, everything is forgotten. You only remember that Hadith at that time. So, no, never mind. I'd rather sleep a little bit more than I'm able to make a quality ibadat. The only thing you'll be doing after that is having a quality sehri. Because by the time you wake up, there's no time for anything else, you need to have sehri. So rather in our weak state, do whatever you can do in the night. Then at least you know that's in the bag. Right? Now if you manage to wake up early in the morning again, alhamdulillah. Very good. And see, you're not supposed to discuss this now, but now it's just coming in my head now, so we'll just discuss it now. Right? You see, a lot of people, they give a lot of signs for this night. Some people, they tell you, no, you won't, no dogs will bark, and the trees make ruku, and the water of the ocean turns sweet. Right? Now, that's for all the Buzruganidin. They'll be able to perceive all those things. What are we going to see? We can't see. We'll see that tree is still standing straight there. Nothing made ruku anyway. So some people, they come outside the masjid, they listen now. Or at home, they listen. They hear one dog barking. Or not Laylatul Qadr. One is the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. One is the sawab in searching for Laylatul Qadr. That when my beloved Allah has told me that this night is there, I must look for it. Now I must show Allah Ta'ala how much I appreciate that ni'mat, that I will look for it every night. Mahazat Mahis Patel Sam Rahmatullani, he used to say, you must consider it to be 5 flights. Do you have your boarding pass? You mustn't miss any flight. You must be on every flight. So if you're there on every flight, you know you got it. You got it. Right? So now, so leave the water of the ocean turning sweet and the trees making ruku and the dogs something and the rays of the sun something and all that. All that is there. The pious people, they can see those things. Now we bichara people, what are we going to see? But one thing you will experience, that when you making ibadat on that night, automatically you'll get the energy. When it's that night, automatically, as long as you are sincere, you're ready, you're looking, you're turning to Allah Ta'ala, automatically on that night, you will just get the extra energy. You will feel that you don't want to go to sleep. Right? Now some people, they say that, you know, your hair stands, you get goosebumps. So that happens when the malaika shake your hand. Because on that night the malaika come and they, whoever is in ibadat, the malaika, they make salam from them. When that happens, then you get goosebumps. And the tears flow easily. Tears can flow easily after that. That's the effect when you are touched by an angel. So now, when you feel that energy, then don't say, no, let me go sleep. No. Exert yourself. Push yourself. Right? Push yourself for as long as you can push yourself. You will see, you'll be fresh even the next day. Don't worry about the next day. Next day we'll worry about it when it comes. What if we pass away on that night? There is not going to be a next day. Right? So worry about the next day when the next day comes. What's the worst going to happen? You'll be very tired the next day. Then Allah Pak is so merciful, He gives you a even night. Go sleep away. You had a good sleep on the even night, you wake up, you're fresh again. So, to get sawab of 1,000 months minimum, if you have to be bablas for 5 days of your life in the year, what's the problem? You're a little bit tired now on those 5 days. You must always remember, inna sil'atallahi ghaliya. Allah Ta'ala's merchandise is expensive. Inna sil'atallahi jannah. Allah's merchandise is jannah. It's expensive. It's not cheap. It's not pounds and dollars and all that. That's cheap. It's, you need amal saliha. You need amal saliha with ikhlas, with acceptance. So you have to push yourself. Right? You have to exert yourself. Right? So Allah Ta'ala says the minimum is better than 1,000 months. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was once told about a person from the Bani Israel that he carried his weapons of jihad on his shoulders for 1,000 months. Right? Hearing this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that, "O my Allah, you have granted my ummah shorter lifespans. They lived for thousands of years. Now you've given my ummah short lifespans. Right? Because of this, their deeds are going to be less. So how are they going to be able to compete with the previous ummahs?" So Allah Ta'ala gave Laylatul Qadr. The ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just by virtue of being the ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nothing else, just by virtue of being the ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you make ibadat on 5 nights of the year. You don't even have to make the entire night. You can rest also a little bit. But you make ibadat, you exert yourself on 5 nights of the year. You're getting more sawab than the person in the previous ummah who carried his weapons for 1,000 months. You're getting more sawab than a person who fasted for 1,000 months. You're getting more sawab than a person who spent 1,000 months, the nights in ibadat. You're getting more sawab than that. Just by virtue of being the ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So 1,000 months equals 83 years and 4 months. Not only is the night of Qadr equal to this period of time, but Allah Ta'ala declares that it is better than this. Right? So how much better? As I said, this is in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. So this night is an excellent opportunity for Muslims to accrue thawab and prepare their abodes in Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who is deprived of the good of the night of Qadr has been deprived of all good." It is only a truly deprived person who will be deprived of this good. Sacrificing a few hours in exchange for the sawab of 1,000 months is truly a bargain. A person who earns a profit of hundreds of thousands for an investment of a few coppers, how excited he will be. So to give a few hours and get the sawab of 1,000 months, such a bargain. So Allah Ta'ala has been extremely kind to us, right? Imagine, average lifespan of the ummah is between 60 and 70 years, right? That's the average lifespan. Alhamdulillah, some people, Allah Ta'ala gives them even longer lives. But the average lifespan, say 70 years. Now, imagine the person from the age he became baligh or baligha, say from, let's work on 15, right? From 15 years of age, the person for 55 years of their life, every Ramadan, they exerted themselves to find Laylatul Qadr. Now you work out, if he got the minimum 1,000 months, right, every year, work the maths. 83.4 months, let's just work on 83 years, right, for ease of calculation. 83 years. 83 years times 55. Is how many years? 4,000 and something. And what's our lifespan? The person lives for 70 years, but he's getting ibadat of 4,000. 4,000? 80? Oh, sorry. No. You're shortchanging us here, man.
83 times.
Yeah, 4,000.
Right, 4,000. Not shortchanging us. Give you a proper calculation. Right, so 4,000 years in exchange of 55. What's 55 times 5? Come on, man. 275. Right. So 275 nights you got to exert yourself in that 55 years. So not even 1 year in total. That too, not the whole night. You just spend 2-3 hours of those nights. And what sawab you getting? What sawab Allah is giving in return? So only a foolish person will allow the opportunity to slip. And on the 21st night, don't think, no, I'll do it on the 23rd night. No, I think it's 25th. No. You make ibadat every night. 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. Now say for example, you're making ibadat on the 21st and you feel that, no man, this was Laylatul Qadr. Don't stop. Continue. The only time you will know which one was Laylatul Qadr is if you made ibadat on all five. So you'll know which night you felt was special. Which night was different, which night was special. Right? So you know that, inshallah, that was Laylatul Qadr. So we know that many Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in fact, some Sahaba, they even took qasam. And they said that Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th night. That's why you get many people pin their hopes on the 27th night. And many pious people, they experience Laylatul Qadr on the 27th night. But when we study the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't stipulate any specific night. He said, search for it on the odd nights of the last 10 nights. So ulama explain, it doesn't have to be on the same odd night every year. This year it can be on the 21st, next year it can be on the 25th, next year it can be on the 29th. It's left up to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever Allah wants, that's how it will be. Ma'isha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what must I do if I find myself on this night of Qadr? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, read this dua. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. O Allah, verily you are most forgiving and you love to forgive, so forgive me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't teach us that we must make dua for wealth, make dua for properties, because the akhirat is more important. Obviously, you can make dua. You want barakat in your rozi, whatever. You can make the dua. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to make this dua, forgiveness. Because if we are forgiven, then we will have success in the akhirat. And the akhirat is our home. That's where we are journeying to. Now with regards to what ibadat must make on this night, so Allah Pak and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't stipulate that you have to read this, you have to read that. Only this dua is given to us. Other than that, each person must make the ibadat that they want to make. Somebody loves to read Quran Sharif. I know people, some people, every Laylatul Qadr, they make a whole khatam of the Quran Sharif. They sit up whole night reading Quran Sharif, they make khatam of the Quran Sharif. Right? I can't do it. But some people I know, they do it. And they tell me after that, they said, Maulana, when we made khatam and we made dua, we thought of you. So I said, Alhamdulillah, Allah's fazl, they thought of me and made dua for me. We are in need of all the duas. So you can read Quran Sharif, you can read Nafal Namaz, you can read Salatul Tasbih, send Durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, make dua. Whatever type of ibadat you want to make, Zikrullah, you make whatever ibadat. Our Hazrat Mahi Ispatir Sahib Rahmatullahi, he used to say that what you must do is switch from, when you're feeling tired, switch from one mode of ibadat to another. You're reading Namaz, right? Now you're feeling a little bit tired, go read some Quran Sharif. You're feeling a little bit tired, read some Durood Sharif. You're feeling tired, go make some dua. So when you switch, you feel fresh again. And then in some places they have programs and all that. If you want to sit in the program, it makes it easy, right? One man does the work, you sit there and catch fish, and you still get the sawab. So you're sitting in the masjid, right? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah on Wednesday we'll try to conclude the surah. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.